We begin with Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, who also sits on the Senate Intelligence Committee and has serious disagreements with the White House over the Trans-Pacific Partnership, over the collection of domestic communications data by the NSA, and a whole range of other issues we will explore with him today. Senator Wyden, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
It's kind of like Jeopardy here. I'll take a Trans-Pacific Partnership for 50. Let's start with that. Where does the Democratic compromise with Senator Schumer stand right now in terms of getting over the objections of Democrats here?
We have been able to secure an approach that seems to satisfy the overwhelming majority of Democrats in the United States Senate. We are going to start with what I think is a key aspect of trade policy that all Democrats agree on, and that is more robust enforcement of our trade laws. A lot of Americans say, what's the point of talking about new trade deals if you aren't enforcing the laws on the books? And I can tell you there's a lot of cheating. I remember a few years ago, I had to set up a sting operation in order to catch individuals overseas from merchandise laundering. They would, in effect, get apprehended for a violation, and then they would just ship through somewhere else. So we're starting with what I think is appropriate, tougher enforcement of our trade law.
Are you happy with the currency manipulation issues and how that's being dealt with in the partnership deal?
I supported Senator Michael Bennet's amendment. That's something that has the administration support. Senator Schumer has an alternative approach. The challenge here is to make sure that as we try to protect our workers, protect our companies, we not in any way impede the ability of the Federal Reserve to use the tools it needs to strengthen our economy. It is a fine balance. We're going to have to do some more work to achieve it.
All right. Let's talk about the NSA and the collection of domestic data in communications networks in the United States. In your view, a straight reauthorization of the NSA program is dead on arrival as far as Senator Wyden is concerned?
Absolutely. It is time to stop extending a bad law. In late February, the president extended this dragnet surveillance program that collects millions of law-abiding Americans' phone records. These extensions have been happening every 90 days for years now. I am going to be doing everything I can to make sure that the current extension is absolutely the last.
What is going on at the White House? On the one hand, the president suggests that he wants to roll back the program, but yet, as you say, they keep reauthorizing it.
The president does have the authority to end the program now. I think always we recognize it is a dangerous world. Anyone who sits on the Intelligence Committee knows that. I think that we, particularly with the Leahy bill, that Senator Leahy of Vermont, have struck the right balance. We're talking about reforming the law, and it is high time. And certainly yesterday's vote in the House to reform dragnet surveillance and bulk collection once and for all is a very good bit of new momentum for us. And it seems to me it will put a lot of pressure here in the Senate on moving in that direction.
Do you agree with the Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that bulk data collection is unconstitutional by the NSA to collect phone records?
I do. And people need to know that the phone records program, and we're talking about collecting millions and millions of phone records on law-abiding citizens, was a secret program propped up by secret law. And now a very important court has declared it to be unconstitutional and certainly they declared it to be illegal.
Right.
And I think it is. I think it is very helpful to our cause.
But the Second Circuit says they're not going to do anything about it. It's up to Congress to actually enforce the illegality. And you talked about enforcing existing laws on the trade deal. What are you going to do about enforcing existing laws on this violation of Americans' rights?
What traditionally happens, and this has happened again and again in my 14 years on the Intelligence Committee, is those who are in favor of the status quo, and certainly the majority leader is for just reauthorizing what we have today, everybody waits until the very last minute. And then they say, oh my goodness, it's a dangerous world. We just have to go along with what we've got. And I have made it very clear that I will not accept that again. I will filibuster any short-term extension of the Patriot Act without major reforms, particularly ending bulk phone record collection. That's usually what happens in these instances. And that's why I've indicated to your listeners, this is going to be the last time where, in effect, the Congress just rubber stamps the status quo.
Would you pardon Edward Snowden for what he has done?
I have not been in the business of doing running commentary when someone is under criminal indictment. What I will tell you is I feel very strongly that this is a debate that should not have started in this way. It should have started with the leadership of the intelligence committee. And in fact, instead of starting the debate, the intelligence leadership, in an open session when I asked point blank, does the government collect any type of data at all on millions of Americans, the head of the national intelligence community said no, which was obviously false.
He lied to you. The Intelligence Committee was briefed on this matter, didn't go to the American people. It seems to me that the accountability mechanisms on Capitol Hill don't work. Therefore, Snowden should be pardoned.
Well, first of all, and I gave a long address on it. If any listeners are having trouble sleeping, they can watch it on C-SPAN. I can tell you it is very, very difficult to make these cases stick. I remember when I was in the House, I asked the tobacco executives when they were under oath whether nicotine was addictive. It obviously is. They said, no, it wasn't possible to bring a case. What I can tell you is this is ultimately a decision for the president of the United States. What I've indicated is that it's my job to ask the tough questions. Mr. Snowden already indicated that one of the big factors in him releasing this information was he saw that Mr. Clapper had not been straight with the American people and the Congress. Now it's up to the president to decide what to do with respect to Mr. Clapper.
This isn't necessarily your committee assignment expertise, but nevertheless, looking at the situation in Philadelphia, do Americans have a right to expect a modern rail system in the United States and something that is not going to result in the kinds of accidents that we've seen in Philadelphia, even though we know that the cause hasn't been determined at this point?
Absolutely. And it is within the jurisdiction of the Senate Finance Committee. I'm the ranking Democrat. I've introduced a bipartisan piece of legislation with Senator Hoeven of North Dakota to create Move America bonds and Move America tax credits, and we could fund exactly the kind of infrastructure talking about, passenger rail and other services.
On the story that's bouncing around the Beltway and out in areas of sort of journalistic investigation, what's your view on the U.S.-Pakistan relationship? Do you think bin Laden was an inmate or a hotel guest there in Pakistan when the Navy SEALs went into Abbottabad?
That information is classified. I can't get into that.
But you don't have a comment on this theory that's being talked about?
I think I'm just going to leave that one right there.
Do you know the answer?
Again, I just cannot talk about something that is highly classified.
All right. What do you make of the U.S.-Pakistan relationship? Forget about the latest allegations. Are they cooperative in the war on terror? Are they at odds with the United States and making a situation worse?
I would describe the relationship as problematic. Sometimes they are of assistance. They are cooperative. And certainly there have been instances where that's been a challenge.
Are you satisfied that the White House is telling the truth to the American people about the apprehension of Osama bin Laden?
Everything that I know to date, the answer would be yes.
All right. So, Senator Wyden, in general, there's been a lot of disagreement between the White House and Democrats on issues of progressive economics, on issues of national security, and some of them you've outlined, and on the management of the economy. What would you say is the state of play between the White House and the Democratic leadership right now on the Hill?
On the overwhelming body of policy, and we're talking about issue after issue, infrastructure, minimum wage, cracking down on insurance company abuses in healthcare, there is overwhelming agreement with respect to the Democratic caucus. So, yes, there are differences of opinion on trade policy. There are differences of opinion in the country. But if you look at one issue after another, whether it's college student loans or housing policy, a whole host of issues. The Democratic caucus is very much in agreement.
Would you accept a draft as a running mate for Hillary Clinton in 2016?
I've said that I'm sort of the Senate's designated driver. You know, everybody's talking about some kind of national ticket. I think a few people got to stay behind. We're not running for president or to be on a ticket. And we have to stay behind. We've got to work on the kind of issues we're talking about, ways to create more good paying jobs, such as through exports, tax reform that takes away the tax breaks for shipping jobs overseas, helps our workers here at home, a intelligence policy to ensure that we are not sacrificing liberty to have security. I have been so honored to be able to represent Oregon in the United States Senate, and that's where I'm staying put.
All right. The designated driver of the U.S. Senate, Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon. Always a delight, sir.
Thanks so much.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.